You wouldn't take chances with an uncertified skydiving instructor. Don't do it with your finances. Find a certified financial planner professional today at letsmakeaplan.org. CFP. Work with the highest standard.
4 minutes past the hour at 3 o'clock. Monday edition of the Gym Class coming your way right here on KGYM. Final full week of the month of March. Speaking of March and March Madness, we have the field set now for the NCAA Final Four for the men coming up on Saturday in Phoenix. We'll talk about that coming up on the program with you. The Raiders are on the move. They will be now playing their game starting in 2019 in Las Vegas, the fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada. We'll kick that around a little bit as well. Mike Halas, the sports columnist for the Cedar Rapids Gazette, will be joining us and a whole lot more. It is the Monday edition of the Gym Class getting ready to come your way right here on KGYM. And we welcome you in on a Monday, the 27th of the month of March. Great to have you with us here today, Scott Unash. Alongside Mark Dukes, former sports editor of the Cedar Rapids Gazette, we'll be joined by Alex Kuhn, I believe, coming up by 4 o'clock. Alex is down in Iowa City. It is pro day for the University of Iowa football team going on in Iowa City. We'll get audio from some of the players. Maybe he'll talk to Bill Belichick. I don't know. Maybe he'll be down there. Probably not going to be the coach down there. Probably a lot of scouts, etc., will be down there to do some timing. Big day for some of the Hawkeyes. C.J. Beathard, for one, who's going to be running today. Desmond King, big day for him as well. So we will have, if Alex gets back before 4, we'll put him on the air, get a complete review of what's going on down in Iowa City today at Pro Day. Some guys can make some cash today. Some guys can lose some cash today. Mark, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. It was another fun weekend of watching sports, particularly basketball. As you mentioned, the Final Four set. Some very interesting storylines there. A really experienced coach in Roy Williams at North Carolina, and then coaches of the three other teams that have no experience in the Final Four. I'm not sure it means a whole lot. But it's going to be an interesting Final Four, I think, and give you an opportunity to weigh in, KGYMRadio.com, as to who you favor in the Final Four now that it is set. It'll be Gonzaga, North Carolina, Oregon, or South Carolina.
All right, go ahead and vote at KGYMRadio.com. Good place to start, and is the Final Four, is basketball in general. And by the way, Drake has made it official today. They have a new basketball coach, Nico Medved, is going to be taking over the reins for the Drake Bulldogs, comes to Des Moines from Furman, and been known as a guy that, not going to put 95 points on the board, likes to play kind of a half-court type of game, but he is the eventual winner of the Drake men's basketball sweepstakes here, and they've had several coaches that they have reached out to, and they're going to go this route over there in Des Moines. And we've talked about it before, what Drake needs to do to win as far as men's basketball is concerned. They have won in the past. Can they get good players in there? You bet. Do they need to hit on some guys that are 2- and 3-star guys? Absolutely. Emenecker wasn't a guy that everybody was after, but everybody knew who Emenecker was after the year that Keno Davis had, after Tom Davis put together a pretty good team over there. It's a tough academic institution to get into. They haven't in the past gotten a lot of Iowa kids to stay in-state. A lot of the Central Iowa kids, they haven't had really an opportunity to let them stay home. So I wish him the best of luck. It's not going to be the easiest of situations, but I still think you can win coaching Drake basketball.
Well, Tom Davis got things turned around and then kind of teed it up for Keno Davis to have a really good year. But it's been few and far between for Drake for many decades. And you mentioned the entrance requirements and whatnot. I think it's got a long ways to go. We'll find out. 6 o'clock in the afternoon Players Club, Tyler and Todd will be interviewing Nico Medved.
Looking forward to that. And again, I think when you talk about men's college basketball here in the state of Iowa, and love to hear from you out there, 319-366-1600. That is the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line, 319-366-1600. Please use the text line because Alex is he's down in Iowa City right now or making his way back, and we do appreciate you reaching out to us. Yes, there are four institutes of Division I men's basketball here in the state of Iowa. A lot of people forget about Drake a few times, but they have been on the radar. Not in the last few years, anyway. They've gone through several coaches, but you take a look at what the women's program is doing at Drake. Yes, they lost, but in the first round of the NCAA tournament, but were perfect in the Mo Valley. Made some noise this year, got in the top 25. They're getting things done. I'm not saying the Drake men's basketball team can be a top 25 team. I think they can every so often, like they were with Adam Emenecker and people like that. That was a fun year, by the way, until they had to play Western Kentucky and lost in that first round
game. So were the years when Lewis Lloyd was there.
Absolutely. When Black Magic was there, he was amazing. And you go back to...
Maury John was coaching.
Absolutely. When was that? The late 70s, right in there? Right around 1970, Drake basketball, when they played at Vets Auditorium. I mean, that was the talk of the state back at that time, along with Ralph Miller and the six-pack.
Late 60s, Willie McCarter, Willie Wise, Dolph Pulliam.
Drake could win.
Good teams.
They do. 319-366-1600. We got our final four. Like you said, it's North Carolina, the blue blood in there, which is, it's not, I was thinking about this yesterday, watching the Carolina-Kentucky game, and one of these teams is going to win. It's going to be, yes, their fan base enjoys it. Yes, it's special, but you have so many banners already in your arena, whether it be the Dean Dome or Rupp Arena. It's just another banner in there in 10 years. For Oregon, that hasn't been there in almost 80 years. For Gonzaga, who has never been there. For South Carolina, who has never been there. I feel really, it was just a really neat atmosphere and really neat to watch those teams wrap up the Final Four over the weekend.
Yeah, like I said, there's four different storylines. And you mentioned North Carolina. I learned a long time ago, Scott, and actually I was covering Washington boys swimming in the district meet. And I think I've told this story a time or two before, and Washington won probably its 30th straight at the time, and my lead was ho-hum.
Yeah, exactly.
But I got called into the managing editor's office and said, listen, this team thinks it's special, and that's all that counts. Well, I think he had some friends and whatnot that might have been a part of the swimming program there. But his point was, so what, they've won 30 straight years. This is special to this team. And I would say that's probably true of North Carolina.
I would agree with that. To these guys.
Exactly.
To the fan base in 10 years, unless they win it. If they lose in the semifinals coming up on Saturday, is it going to be remembered a whole lot, though, by the Carolina people?
I don't know.
319-366-1600. I have really, really fallen in love with the South Carolina basketball team.
I think a lot of people have. I have, too.
They play, and Gonzaga to a certain extent as well, but they play it a little bit differently. Gonzaga just has a little bit more natural talent, I think, than South Carolina does. That's a good Gonzaga team that can win it.
Mm-hmm. But Thornwell is good, though.
He is very good. Sedarius Thornwell, SEC Player of the Year, not only averaging, 17, 18 points, but I thought the best stat of the weekend was that his opposition that he guards only picks up 4 points a game or something like that, which is just tremendous. Frank Martin, tremendous defensive coach out there for South Carolina, and was at Kansas State as well. And now, of course, his name starting to come up with, if some big jobs open up, Frank Martin's going to be the guy. I'm not so sure about that. I'm not so sure about that. Kansas State wasn't exactly, you know, the little apple in Manhattan is not exactly Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
And left that to go to Columbia and South Carolina. Yeah, Frank McGuire was there for many, many years, but South Carolina, despite having Alex English and some great players like that, never made an Elite Eight, let alone a Final Four. And now he's taking the next step. I think he just kind of likes to be in the shadows a little bit. Frank Martin does. But boy, can they play defense.
Learned a little bit more about Oregon, too. I wouldn't sleep on the Ducks.
Really feel good for Dana Altman. Dana Altman, terrific coach in the Mo Valley and has been through a lot as far as possible job relocation. Yes, turned down one job, didn't go there, stayed, ended up going to Oregon. Very underrated coach and a guy that's just probably one of the top 10 in the country as far as X's and O's are concerned. And he finally gets to take the team to the Final Four. So I think that's terrific for them. Gonzaga, great story there, even though they have a lot of talent on that team. But they've never been there. They finally pushed the door in and got to a Final Four. My big question is this. And I'd love to hear from the people out there at 15 past 3. Our in-house NCAA pool?
Yes.
What happens if my wife wins?
She is your new co-host, or my new co-host. One
I was
going to
say, probably going to be your new co-host.
I don't think she'd give up her day job.
No, I don't think she would either. But
What was her method of picking?
I have no idea. Only thing she told me was that she was going to go with records.
Records, okay.
No colors, no state flowers, nothing like that. Just she was intrigued by Gonzaga's record. Said this must be a very good basketball team, and she took the. Oh, she left me in the dust long ago. Long ago.
Is she leading the interoffice bracket?
She is leading the interoffice bracket, I believe, right now. I can double check on that, but I believe she is leading that. Oh, she left us in the dust a long time ago. So now I have lost to a chicken and to my wife in the NCAA pool.
Like most years, right?
You know what? This is actually the one thing I've been pretty good at. No, my wife is fourth now, but she has Gonzaga winning it though. A former sales staffer is leading at this point.
Who would you most like to see win it at this point?
The teams?
Yes. I assume it's not North Carolina.
You know what? I wouldn't mind North Carolina, but the other three stories are so fun. If I had, I'd kind of like to see Gonzaga win it for all the mid-majors out there. And Gonzaga can't really be called a mid-major at this point because, yes, they play in the West Coast Conference, but that's the only thing mid-major about Gonzaga basketball over the last 10,
sort of validation,
10 to 15
wouldn't
years.
That?
It would be validation. It'd be great for Mark Few. It would be great for a conference like the West Coast Conference. It would be great for that type of school. And I can only hope that it can bring about some change. I still think the Mo Valley should have got two. ACC with nine in there and have one in the Sweet 16. Now, North Carolina did make it to the Final Four, so kudos to them. But maybe that'll open up some more mid-major spots. I don't know. What do you think? 319-366-1600.
I'll get started Saturday afternoon. We'll have them for you. South Carolina and Gonzaga in the first game, followed by Oregon and North Carolina, and then the national championship game, of course, on Monday.
That is correct. Week from tonight. Also, we have women's college basketball, the Final Four coming up on Friday night and on Sunday as well. We've got Major League Baseball getting underway on Sunday as well, as it'll be opening day. They got a couple games in the afternoon. And then the Sunday night opener between the Cubs and the Cardinals. We've got a week from today, the Twins home opener when they take on the Kansas City Royals on 107.5 FM. So A lot of things going on. Great time of the year.
Yeah, and we're going to kick off our spring and summer long coverage with Cal Eldred, actually fall as well. Cal Eldred joining us on Tuesdays. We're going to get together tomorrow, and we're going to offer up our picks for the season, talk about some of the off-season transactions and whatnot, perhaps ask about his son CJ, who is on the shelf for the year with an arm issue. And then Todd and Tyler kicking off a segment today. They're going to run down the top 10 teams in their mind. They're going to talk about the 10th and 9th best teams in their mind on the Afternoon Players Club today.
But our teams are not in the top 10.
They are not. I've seen the list.
But I know who number one is.
They might make the bottom 10, our teams.
I think Twins are going to be better this year.
I hope so.
I think they're going to be a lot better. And not just because they're on 107.5 FM throughout the year. Most of the games, well, I have about 115 to 120 of the games coming your way this year again on 107.5 FM. 20 minutes past the hour at 3 o'clock. Big story today, the Raiders pulling up stakes, and they are moving to Las Vegas. It was a 31-1 vote. The lone dissenting vote was cast by the Miami Dolphins. And you asked me, what do the Dolphins have against the Raiders?
I don't know what Jeff Bruner and Bob Davidson have against the Raiders.
I have no idea why they did, but will not take place until 2019. Apparently, the stadium will be in place in 2020 in Vegas. There's talk of it being close to the Strip downtown. And I just, it's the... If indeed this is going to happen, and it looks like it will, it's, yes, I know the Raiders have moved back and forth from Oakland to Los Angeles under Al Davis, but now Mark Davis taking over, moving them to Las Vegas. This is the end of an era for the black hole, for Raider Nation, for that intrigue of going into the Coliseum like that and trying to stare down those fans in that one end zone. I'm saddened today. I'm saddened for it. And that's another team in the AFC West that's going to pick up stakes and move. The Chargers moving to Los Angeles. Raiders now moving to Las Vegas. I know we got a lot of Raider fans out there. Are you going to stand by the silver and black, even though they become the Las Vegas Raiders in a couple years? Let us know. I'm intrigued. I want to hear. I want to see what your thoughts are.
I don't like it either. Just from the standpoint of the Raiders are an iconic franchise. Imagine, and it never happened, but the Green Bay Packers become the St. Louis Packers. Really?
Hope not.
Or the Chiefs become the St. Louis Chiefs. Not only does it not sound good coming off your tongue, it just doesn't... I have a hard time picturing it. I know it's going to happen. It's happened before. And we live on, but when nearly $1 billion is thrown at your footsteps for a new stadium and infrastructure for the Raiders, it's hard not to turn that down. They play in a stadium that is outdated.
It's the worst stadium probably in the National Football League.
And to have that opportunity, I mean, Mark Davis and his family have been thinking about this for a long time. They established LasVegasRaiders.com in 1998. So this has been something maybe on the family's mind, but, you know, I just think of all the great franchises in the National Football League and the Oakland Raiders, even though they were the Los Angeles Raiders for a while, that wasn't nearly as bad as the Vegas Raiders. I mean, to me, it's always going to be the Oakland Raiders.
Me too.
You mean- even when I see them playing in Las Vegas, hopefully they keep the same colors and traditions. But I mean, you think about the Oakland fans out in California. I mean, it's an 8-hour drive to Vegas from Oakland.
True.
I mean, it's 550 miles, I think it is, from Oakland to Vegas. And I think you lose some of the fan base. There's no doubt about it.
I will say this, and love to hear from Raider fans out there, 319-366-1600. I will say this. If you're a Raider fan around here, and I know many Raider fans here, that it is probably going to be easier to go see a game, though. All you got to do is get in a lot of planes, go to Vegas. Not so many planes around this area go to Oakland. So I guess that is a positive right there. The other thing is, all it takes is one bad seed, whether it be in the National Hockey League, but more, I think, more likely in the National Football League. All it takes is one to get into some sort of a problem with a gambling situation out there. Mm-hmm. And this thing all comes unraveled.
91-21 on the text line. Excuse me, I've been a Raiders fan for a number of years going back to the 70s. I'm sad to see my team leave Oakland again, but I understand why. They have been trying to have a new stadium built for years. David in North Liberty asks, why does a franchise with that much history have to move so much? Well, again, when you get $750 million to build a stadium and
you can't really turn
another
it down.
$200,000 for infrastructure and whatnot, it's very difficult to turn it down. 3061, if I haven't left the Raiders up to this point, why would I leave now? Raiders for life.
I think that was a guy sitting in front of me at Arrowhead a few years ago. Oh, very good. Well, we almost both had to go through that. I mean, the White Sox were in the 11th hour or 23rd hour, however you want to phrase it, situation before staying in Chicago. That's been quite a number of years ago. Twins were almost contracted by Major League Baseball. Thank you. It's not a fun situation to be in. It is. It's not, because you're thinking, what do I do?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I had it happen. The Minnesota North Stars, gone. Gone.
Yeah.
And I never rooted for them again when they became the Dallas Stars.
On the text line again, 3989, was Cedar Rapids' own Rick Nedelecki on some of those good Drake teams? Bob Nedelecki was. I'm not sure about
Rick.
Rick, yeah.
I don't believe so.
Bob Nedelecki was in towards the mid-60s. Drake's great team was in 69, I think.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for the comments out there. 319-366-1600. And before we get to a break here and get to Mike Halas, no Steve Alford at Carver-Hawkeye Arena next year, unless UCLA makes a very surprise appearance. Archie Miller has been now not only named, but he has been introduced as a new basketball coach for the Indiana Hoosiers.
Good hire. He's done great things at Dayton.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You can't go wrong. Now we'll see what he can do. Also, he's got that mid-major tag on him. Although the A-10, they've kind of taken themselves a step above maybe the mid-major, but not quite to the Power 5 leagues yet. But still, Archie Miller has done a terrific job. And, of course, his brother moved from Xavier to Arizona a few years back. Mm-hmm. And other than letting me down in a big way this year, and you, it's done a pretty good job out there. We both had Arizona winning, by the way. All right, 27 past the hour of 3 o'clock. 40 times are starting to come in for Iowa football players, if you're so inclined. We will take a break, come back. Mike Halas will join us, and we will talk with Mike after this. You're listening to The Gym Class right here on Monday on KGYM.
Hi, I'm Amelia, and at my age of 14, I just don't want to be tied down with any long-term commitments. If computers at your business break, call Network Computer Solutions, and they'll fix the problem quickly and just charge you for the work they do. No contracts are needed that tie you down. You've got plenty of time to worry about commitments later. We have our whole lives ahead of us.
Call NCS at 247-7223. 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle. What kind of job would make you happier? One that pays more? One that makes you feel appreciated? One that offers the kind of benefits that world-class companies can offer? Red Star Yeast in Cedar Rapids has all that and a lot more, like company picnics and nights out at the ballpark. You get the benefits of a big company with a family feel at Red Star Yeast. What that means is you're appreciated and you're heard. Red Star Yeast is looking for production operators. All you need is a high school diploma and great work ethic. To learn more about joining the Red Star Yeast family in Cedar Rapids, visit the careers page at redstaryeast.com.
Five times more hires are made through Indeed.com than any other job site, according to independent research. Imagine a lottery that had five times more winners, or a Sunday with five times more touchdowns. When you're hiring, it makes five times more sense to use Indeed. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
If there's one thing the pros at Advance Auto know, it's parts.
Advance Auto Parts and Batteries, this is Kelsey.
Hi, Kelsey. I'm on your website, and it says I can buy online and then pick up in store?
Yes.
And how long does that usually take?
30 minutes or less.
I need a battery for my 2013 Ford Escape.
Our Autocraft Gold, it's got a 3-year warranty.
Man, you really know your stuff. I'm 33. Am I too young for a cardigan?
Too young for a cardigan?
Advance Auto Parts. We know everything about auto parts. Order online at advanceautoparts.com and pick up your order in store in just 30 minutes.
Calloused fingers, scraped knuckles. These are signs of hard work, struggle, and victory. The same is true with your engine, but the signs are harder to see. That's why there's Valvoline MaxLife. After 75,000 miles, use Valvoline MaxLife to treat the hidden signs of aging and help maximize the life of your engine. Valvoline, 150 years under the hood. For DIY tips, hot rides, cool merch, and exclusive content, head over to TeamValvoline.com. Join for free today.
Covering everything from the preps to the pros, with a little bit of old school mentality thrown in for good measure. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on the Gym Class. KGYM.
Back with you, Monday edition of the Gym Class KGYM. Baseball starting next week. Baseball here in Cedar Rapids starting not long after that. And we have not one, but two pair of tickets for you to win. That'll be coming up here in just a little bit with our Colonels opening day double play with the Gym Class. We're going to hand out not one, but two pair of tickets to two different winners each day this week. Colonel Baseball kicks off here at home Saturday, April 8th and Sunday, April the 9th. So we got your shot at tickets before 4 o'clock. Keep listening throughout the week to the Gym Class right here on KGYM.
A couple texts regarding the Raiders as we bring in Mike Alas from the Gazette. 0024. All the talk of gambling is overblown. If it's going to happen, it's going to happen, but not just because it's in Vegas now. And it's 58-22. I'm not a fan of the Raiders, but I do think Vegas makes the Raiders more interesting.
Vegas makes everything more interesting. And a guy that loves Las Vegas, been there quite a few times, set to join us right now, joins us on Mondays here on the Gym Class of KGYM.
He's all in on Vegas, let's put it that way.
You see where he went there? Mike Alas, the sports columnist for the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Enjoy his stuff at thegazette.com and also follow him on Twitter at Halas as well, who enjoys some time in Vegas at times, playing some cards and whatnot. Will you be going out to see the Las Vegas Raiders your next visit to the World Series of Poker?
No, I don't really enjoy the NFL, to tell you the truth, not in person. I went to a game in Tampa during Iowa's Outback Bowl trip here in December, and it was boring. I mean, it was just watching it on TV is one thing, but seeing it in person, it just drags.
Yeah, unless they're, a lot of people saying it's a no fun league, blah, 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 this and that, but a lot of stoppages, but still.
Well, there are, you sort of get the idea watching it on TV, but when you have a commercial, you can, live a little life. But when you're stuck in a stadium, it seems like it's about 6 minutes of action crammed into a three-hour window.
Speaking of life, Mike, four teams are still alive in the NCAA tournament. What'd you make of the doings this weekend?
Well, I'm pretty happy about it all, to tell you the truth. I was sorry that North Carolina and Kentucky, there had to be a winner in that game, but I'm pretty pleased that Duke and Kansas and Kentucky and UCLA and all these other old money programs are kind of sitting on the outside while Gonzaga could win the national championship. That, to me, is great.
What would be the best storyline? Mark asked me that earlier on. I said Gonzaga just because of the fact that they're in a mid-major conference. They're not a mid-major program, certainly, but I think it'd be just a boon for all the at-one-time little guys out
there. Come on, Darius Rucker went to South Carolina. Come
That's
on.
Okay. I like Hootie.
Yeah, I don't have – the thing about South Carolina is I like their coach. I didn't know I liked their coach until the last couple of days. But then suddenly you start learning about these people real fast, and it turns out this guy started it from scratch. I mean, he was at the bottom of the bottom. And here he is coaching in the Final Four. But I have a hard time getting past the fact that it's South Carolina. You know, it's the SEC, and it's still, I don't know. I've been through Columbia, South Carolina a few times, and they just don't connect to basketball in my mind. Oregon, I'm not big on because they got all that Nike money, and I think they even had Phil Knight snip one of the cords of the net.
Yep.
Who needs that? You know, and I realize every school's got their big money boosters, but Oregon has got more money than, you know, the Vatican. North Carolina's North Carolina. They still haven't got it figured out how many titles they're going to have to give back because they had all these phantom classes for athletes. It's Gonzaga or bust for me. I love the idea that a school from something called the West Coast Conference, which, you know, basically sounds like, a low-level minor league baseball league, that team could be in the Final Four. In Spokane, I've been to Spokane, and it's in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
It really is. It's a five-hour drive from Seattle. It's basically the Cedar Rapids of the Pacific Northwest. And that this school, this program can be so, I would use the word dominant, I think it's fascinating.
Does it change your opinion of either league that the Big Ten and Big 12 didn't go further than it did?
No, the Big Ten wasn't as good as it thought it was when it had three teams in the Sweet 16, and it's not as bad as some people want to say because it doesn't have a team surviving. It's a good basketball league. It always has been, always will be, but it's not, you know, good league, not a great league. It hasn't had a national champion since 2001 and didn't have a national championship caliber team this year. You know, maybe next year.
It shows with Kansas in the Big 12 that what makes basketball so intriguing, whether it's at the pro level, the college level, the high school level, whatever the case may be, and why they have so many upsets. Because not only do you have to have a good game plan and execute the game plan, but, oh, by the way, you got to put that orange thing in the hoop.
Yeah.
You got to score the ball. Yeah.
You got to score the ball, Mike.
Well, it's a single elimination tournament. So, you know, the programs with the most McDonald's All-Americans will go to the most Final Fours over the course of time, and they'll win their occasional titles. But in any given year, there can be freakish things that happen. And I think this year we've had a little bit more of that than normal. Doesn't mean anything. Kansas and Kentucky and North Carolina and Duke are still who they are. It's not going to change. But it's just nice to me that, you know, that so many of them sort of had the rug pulled out from underneath them, and there's a few screwballs still playing.
Yeah, and it still could come down to two number ones meeting in the championship.
And I'll tell you what, I give you as much chance for Oregon as any of them.
True.
That's a really good team. Really good team. They went 16-2 in the Pac-12. That game they had with Michigan was one of the best games of the tournament. Michigan was just a hair from the Final Four itself. And then what Oregon did to Kansas in Kansas City, that's as impressive to me as anything that any team has done in that tournament.
A stat that blew me away, probably should have recognized this considering it's a West Coast Conference team, but Gonzaga has won 30 games by double digits or more. Very few teams win 30, let alone 30 by double digits.
I know. Well, you know what? I mean, look, they played Iowa last year. Was it last year? Yeah, 2 years ago.
2 years ago in the NCAA.
In Seattle. And that was such a good team. I mean, no Iowa fan would, you know, who was the least bit reasonable came away from that game saying, We should have beat them. No, they were just way better. And I after that game, I thought they were going to the Final Four that year. It's nothing new here. They have had NBA players. I mean, this goes all the way back to John Stockton.
Mm-hmm.
But for once, I think the brackets went their way, too. They've had a relatively easy path compared to most teams that are in the Final Four. But in the moment of truth, they've you know, handled it each time.
Gary Parrish from CBSSports.com. I had an interesting column about this. Second straight year, each of the Final Four teams has a top 25 defensive efficiency rating, for whatever that's worth. But South Carolina, Gonzaga, they all, to a certain extent, but especially those two, they played defense.
Carolina, Florida was a war out there.
Especially Carolina. Yeah. Man, they play defense.
Yeah, well, you know, the game they played against Duke, if they lose that game, people don't even remember South Carolina was in the tournament. But for 40 minutes, they outplayed Duke, and they did outplay Duke. All of a sudden, the world changes. And, you know, what they did in New York City was really open some eyeballs. Friday night, they just destroyed Baylor. And then they come out and beat Florida yesterday. I assumed Florida was better, but I was wrong. So here you are, great story and all that. But, you know, if North Carolina wins two games in Phoenix and is the champion, I think this tournament's going to be regarded as one of the dullest ones we've ever had.
Mike, I know you followed Jared Udoff's progress in the professional ranks very closely. He was playing the D-League game on Saturday, back with Dallas yesterday, the Mavericks, that is. You suppose that's the way his season will go the rest of the way?
I don't know, because his second 10-day contract is up sometime this week, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, they have to decide, do you sign him for the rest of the year or do you cut him? And I realize there's not much rest of the year left, so I would think that they would cling to him. But, you know, once the season ends for Dallas, and it's going to end in about 10 games, then I think Utah's a free agent, and it's basically starting over. So the fact that he did get these cups of coffee is helpful to him, but to try and predict what situation he's going to have next year is futile.
Yeah, and you never know. Especially as far as professional sports, especially as far as the NBA is concerned. I thought it was very interesting that Jared's still at his roots. I know one of your correspondents down in Dallas wrote that he's still eating peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and whatnot. Come on, man.
Well, he was making D-League money until a couple of weeks ago, and you know, not all of these guys are chefs either. It's you put me on the road for 2 weeks, and I'm probably going to be eating a lot of BLTs. But I think he's an NBA player, but I'm biased. You know, we forget there are a lot of good ball players in the world, and I don't know. I saw him playing on YouTube in some of those D-League games, and he was clearly the best player on the court. He was doing things that he did in the Big Ten. He still blocks jump shots, which really, you know, opens eyeballs of people who've never seen him before. That's really not done at high-level basketball. So I think he's got enough offense. I think he's got enough defense. He certainly has enough length. But it's the oldest story in the world. You get in an organization where there's a chance to actually play ball and show what you can do. And until that happens, he's a face in the crowd.
Yeah, I think Rick Carlisle's giving him most every opportunity right now. But I think, Mike, it just underscores how difficult it is to make in the league. You've got George Niang riding the bench in Indiana.
Yeah.
And Utah situation. Those were great college players.
Right, and Abdel Nader from Iowa State is averaging 21 points in the D League out in Maine. And I think he's regarded as a top five prospect in that league, but is there any guarantee that he makes that jump to the Celtics next year? You're talking about teams that have generally 13, 14, sometimes even 15 players under contract. So it's tough. And you look at a team like Gonzaga. They've got players from, I believe, six different countries, counting the U.S. That's sort of, that to me epitomizes the state of basketball as it is. It's a global game, and you know, it's not like, okay, you're the best number four forward from, you know, the United States. That might make you the sixth or seventh best player at that position in the world. I don't, you know, it's a crazy analogy, but you are battling the whole world for jobs, and Utoff was doing that at Toronto in training camp. There were Europeans ahead of him who I don't think had proven half as much as he had, but so much of this is potential, and so much of it is where guys are drafted.
Exactly. It is the one league that drafts on potential, does everything on potential, and that's why you see continuously every year these long lists of early draftees. You got a Rutgers guy in there right now, for God's sake. and I just...
Look at what Monte Morris did in college, and then where is he on mock drafts?
Exactly. He's about 50.
Monte Morris is going to have to play his tail off to make an NBA roster. You would think, having seen him for 4 years, all of us, you would say, that's got to be good enough to be an NBA player. Well, he's going to have to prove it.
Same way with Peter Jok.
He's about 67, 70, right, in most of the draft list.
Mm-hmm. You're right. Same thing with Jok.
Behind Bryce Alford, which I have yet to figure out, but whatever. Teach their own, I guess. 346.
Bryce Alford did some pretty good things.
Yeah, he also didn't score the other night, too, I believe.
Yeah.
Mike, we're a week away from, if not the greatest event of spring, one of the greatest events of spring, and that is the Masters. What are your plans for the coverage this year? Are you going down or are you staying here?
I'm going a week from tomorrow, actually, and it'd be fine with me if it were tomorrow. I could use some sun. I don't know. It's like Dustin Johnson against the world. I'm from the actual event standpoint, I hope something interesting happens. Right now, it seems to be one guy owning the whole sport.
They had 400-yard drives yesterday, he and John Rahm. I mean, I realize it was downhill, downwind, but what's that for you? You know, as a driver?
I'm not hitting it
400
yards.
I don't know.
I'm not hitting it 400 yards.
No, they were hitting driver wedge on a 584-yard hole.
Yeah, what's that combined, like a half a mile?
And they were doing it with a wedge.
Well, geez, I saw Zach Johnson last week. I think it was in his final. Well, it was Friday. Anyway, he plays a par four, and he almost made a hole in one.
Yep. Yep. And
so,
he ran into the Dustin Johnson train, though.
Yeah, yeah. You know, you can be. You know that. You're up against it when you're not even the best player in the world with your own last name.
Well, Dustin's got to be the favorite, no doubt about that, coming in. 10 years. Hard to believe.
Well, but you know what? There's no Tiger Woods, and it's a funny thing to say, but I tell you what, I don't think anybody cares about this stuff, relatively speaking, since Tiger Woods basically was removed from the equation. I mean, yesterday, if Tiger Woods had been in the championship match yesterday against whoever, people would have snuck away from the final four to watch. I don't think anybody did that yesterday except for, you know, wealthy white guys.
And gambling degenerates.
Yeah, but golf, you know, no. Nobody, I mean, it never entered my mind. I'm going to tear away from this Kentucky-North Carolina game to watch golf.
Yeah.
Now, if Tiger Woods had been involved, I think I might have at least gone over during the commercials.
True.
Mike, I know you interviewed Zach Johnson recently, preparation for the 10-year anniversary of his victory at Augusta. Is that coming up here soon?
That'll be Sunday. Thank you. I appreciate you
You're
asking.
Welcome.
Yeah, Sunday. And, you know, talked about a variety of things. So, going to get that on the printed page here in this coming weekend.
Look forward to it. I hope it's on page one.
Yeah, well...
Never mind.
You know, there's a statute of limitations for editors.
I guess that means me, right?
Has Mark overstepped his bounds?
I don't know. We could go back into the archives and dig up one issue after another and probably find something we could take exception with.
Let me see how many red marks I got on today's edition.
He's just
See,
kidding.
That's what I've noticed is we can throw anything at the wall we want to on here, and it seems to disappear. But if I have the wrong day of the week in print, I've always got at least one somebody out there to call me and rip me.
Please to do it, Mike.
Well, we'll try to connect with you on Monday next week before you head off to Augusta and you head off to Shangri-La. Hopefully the weather will be great because, again, even if you're not a golfer, it's one of the great events and one of the great places to go see at least once in your lifetime.
Yes, and they have every fine restaurant you could ever want down there, from Waffle House all the way to Five Guys Burgers.
We got that.
I know, but it's on the other side of town.
Collect your best Dan Jenkins stories for next week, will you, Mike?
Okay.
All right.
Great guy. Have fun, Mike. We'll talk to you next Monday.
All right.
Mike Halas joining us here at 3:51 here on the Gym Class on KGYM. Alex has just gotten back, so what we're going to do, we're going to put him to work right now because we have for you out there. I wanted to get this on. Let's do this right here, Mark. Let's do this right out there, right now.
And that's back up the middle. Could be two. Oh, there's a flip. How do you like that? Does not get any prettier than that double play.
It's a double play, Mark, for us. It is a Colonel's opening day double play giveaway. We have not one, but two pairs of tickets, to see the Colonels on opening day, not this coming weekend, but the following weekend, Saturday, April 8th, Sunday, April the 9th. We're going to give those away right now to callers 5 and 6, callers 5 and callers 6 at 319-366-1600, 319-366-1600, chance to go see the Boys of Summer tee it up here for the Cedar Rapids Baseball Club. Coming up right out of the chute. We will take a break, come back, have more for you. Alex is going to talk about Pro Day, what he saw down in Iowa City when we come back.
Hey, Mike Golic here. You know what I tell Greeny about losing weight? That's right. There's no shortcut to shred. It's time to stop dreading and start shredding. Talking about GNC's Buy More, Save More sale. Save 20% when you buy two and 30% on three or more select diet and cleanse products at GNC. Mix and match between brands, whether it's Performix, SST, V2X, or beyond Raw Neuro Shred. Get what you need to get to your goals. Buy more, save more, shred more. You better hustle, guys. Sale ends March 29th. Change begins here. Hashtag One New GNC.
Calloused fingers, scraped knuckles. These are signs of hard work, struggle, and victory. The same is true with your engine, but the signs are harder to see. That's why there's Valvoline MaxLife. After 75,000 miles, use Valvoline MaxLife to treat the hidden signs of aging and help maximize the life of your engine. Valvoline, 150 years under the hood. For DIY tips, hot rides, cool merch, and exclusive content, head over to TeamValvoline.com. Join for free today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Eventually, it's going to happen. You'll turn the key and your engine won't start. Don't lose your ability to get around. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts for a superstart battery. Whether it's a reliable economy, hardworking premium, or powerful extreme, you'll find it at an everyday low price. Don't let a dead battery slow you down. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Technology shifts. Policy changes. New regulations. When it comes to investing, things move quickly, so you need a partner you can trust. At Merrill Lynch, that's been our goal since day one. It's why we explain our services and fees, measure progress around your life and goals, and offer access to resources whenever and however you want. At Merrill Lynch, we're bullish on the future. Yours. Visit ml.com and learn more about Merrill Lynch, an affiliate of Bank of America. Merrill Lynch makes available products and services offered by Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member, SIPC.
At KGYM Radio on Twitter, Dukes and Unash, the gym class on KGYM.
3:54 here on the Monday edition of the gym class. Coming up tomorrow, we preview Major League Baseball with Cal Eldren, his first appearance with us for the 2017 season. Does that mean predictions tomorrow?
Okay by me.
All right. We got a little alert Todd as well. Get him in here, do some predicting. So that'll be coming up tomorrow. The gym is partnered with Fairfax State Savings Bank to bring you KGYM's Community MVP. If your organization has a charity or a fundraising event coming up, we want to help you get the word out. Submit your information prior to the event. If selected, your event will be featured online at kgymradio.com. Michael of Cedar Rapids, Cole from Palo, thank you very much for checking in with us here today. Alex, can you come in here quickly? And we want to get a few minutes in here. With Alex, he was down at Pro Day today, or at least saw some of Pro Day down in Iowa City. It was stimulating, wasn't it?
Well, we got to talk to the players after their Pro Day. So media isn't let into the Pro Day, but Faith Akakiti, Desmond King, Greg Maben seems to be doing a little bit better. He's rehabbing from that injury that Kirk Ferentz kept alluding to last year as a very strange injury.
King ran a 4.5 40, by the
way. Yeah, 4.5. He said he also tripped up at the beginning of it, so he was happy with his 40 time. Desmond's also dealing with an abdominal issue and a hip issue. So considering those two things, he was pretty happy with his 40 time, also combining with the fact that he tripped up at the beginning.
Beathard involved today, too?
He was. I had to get back up here as well, so I didn't get to talk to him. But I do believe he was involved.
He was. He did not see his time. I think he was going to run today, though. He wasn't 100% healthy at the combine, so he was going to run today.
You know who was also there? Jake Doozy.
I did see that.
He's not eligible to be drafted this year, but he was. I think he ran today, and he said that he ran pretty well. I don't know what well is. I think everybody kind of said that they did well until we see the times. It's hard for me to speculate, but it was good to be back down at the football complex.
We'll have audio coming up on the Afternoon Players Club, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Yep, that'll be coming up. All right. Thanks for stopping in.
Of course.
All right. Tomorrow, Cal Eldred will be joining us. Looking forward to that as we get ready to talk some baseball. So that'll be a lot of fun. Chris Liss of RotoWire.com is going to join us on Wednesday. A lot of baseball drafts coming up this weekend. So if you have a question for Chris, that will be coming up on the Wednesday edition of the program. Stay tuned. APC coming your way next. We've got the Cavaliers and the Spurs. NBA basketball, 7 o'clock tonight for you right here on KGYM. Have a great Monday evening, Mark.
All right, got to go prep for the baseball picks.
I do too, and work on email.
Okay.
APC coming your way next, right here on KGYM. Have a great Monday night.
If you're thinking about selling your home, now is the time to think about getting that sold sign planted out front ASAP. Doug McAllister at Pinnacle Realty knows all about those sold signs. You see, each spring he buys a bunch of them because he plants them in people's yards. Doug has a nice shiny sold sign for your yard, and he plants them faster than a John Deere plants corn in the spring. Time is money, and Doug McAllister has his own menu-driven system to sell your home fast and for more. Just go to soldincr.com to learn more. That's soldincr.com. Planting season is almost here.
Wellmark and the Iowa State Cyclones are teaming up to improve the health of Iowans. We call it the Wellmark 3-point play, encouraging fans to eat right, move more, and feel better. And each time the Cyclones score a 3-point play in football or basketball, Wellmark contributes to an area health project. But we need your help selecting this season's winning community. So nominate your hometown by texting ISU to 97063 now and visiting wellmark3pointplay.com.
The ASC certified technicians at Firestone Complete Auto Care can tell you, if your car's got the power, it needs the traction. Right now, buy a set of four eligible Bridgestone tires and get a $70 Bridgestone Visa prepaid card by mail. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Offer valid March 30th through April 30th. Restrictions apply. Prepaid card issued by the Bancorp Bank under license from Visa USA Inc. Card can be used everywhere Visa debit is accepted. Member FDIC. Card terms and conditions apply. See